6:44 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the Ticket's 10th birthday. The actual day will be tomorrow, and we're here at the Hard Rod tonight. This is the 10th birthday party. These don't come around very often. I hope everybody is enjoying this.
This is a great crowd.
Yes, it is a great crowd. We're certainly enjoying the day.
See people I haven't seen in years.
I know.
But every one of them say, you know, I listen every day. Every single day.
You know, there were, you want to quickly, I'll give you my few things that saved the Ticket's ass.
All right.
Number one was, I think Susquehanna buying this really gave us a lot of longevity. This is in no particular order.
Right.
Another one is the subculture, a lot of which were sitting down at that table right there that
yes,
kept us going.
Yeah.
Yes, that small group of embedded listeners from the early days on.
Right. Crowds like this, the passion that these people have for a radio station is incredible. And thank you all for coming here tonight, first of all.
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you something. There is not a radio station in these United States that would not like to have this. And you know what? None of them do.
That's the thing.
None of them do, and none of them can get it, and they can't figure out why.
Yeah, I don't know that you guys know this, but you are known nationwide
as
the most loyal listenership of any radio station in America.
Yeah. Because we don't get a lot of publicity around here, but the Ticket is a lot more well-known outside of Dallas.
And respected.
And respected than it is Dallas.
Yeah, it's really creepy. Because we don't realize it because we're in Dallas and no one will throw us a bone and say, hey, you guys got an imprint in the media. But we'll go to the Super Bowl and stuff, and the Ticket is like the talk of every other sports radio station in America.
Yeah, I mean,
because of this crowd,
because of the response we have.
Guys coming up to us at places like that going, man, how do you guys do this? And, you know, it's something we don't really think of that much because we're just kind of insulated from it. But I guarantee you, any general manager, any Dan Bennett type of any radio station in this great land of ours would come in here and see this and... He just can't figure out what's going on here. It's just impossible for them to grasp.
And we haven't figured it out either.
I don't know if we can figure it out either, but it's there, and it's always been there.
And some people find out the hard way, but when they leave and they can't duplicate that.
I resent that.
And another thing that really saved us, I think, was the first guy who really gave us direction and made us what we could be, and he joins us now, Mike Thompson, my wild Irish laddie.
Yeah. Butter, turn on the mic.
If he was still here, he would fire somebody for this.
Right. That's something that hasn't changed in 10 years of the Ticket, slipshod engineering. that'll always be in place. Switch to the next headset down the line here. There you go.
Hey, butter.
Oh my God.
All right, so are you our program director from year one and a half.
Year two, year one and a half.
The fall of 95. Late summer of 95.
October 1st, 95.
Okay, let's line up for a round of Ask the Long Since Rose.
Whoa! Hey, listen, you may do that up there in New York, but this is a respectable family radio station.
Now, first of all, I'm probably going to cry before I'm done with this thing, but you want to hear a funny story about you guys.
No.
The heart of the...
He's blasted. He's on an OxyContin high right now.
I go up to New York and listen to the station that I'm going to be joining, ESPN, and they have promos. Attention, P1s. And I almost drove off the Long Island Expressway.
You're kidding me.
No, and they're doing it very antiseptically, like, a P1 is a person that listens all day long. And it's like, oh my God.
ESPN in New York is stealing our shit.
You know what? And when we first started that on the air...
It was over the top.
Oh, everybody said, oh, you can't do that because people don't understand what it is.
I'll tell you that. In Atlanta, where I'm leaving, we were doing that and it was catching on because there are a lot of people that co-mingle between Atlanta and Dallas. And my boss has made me call them real fans. They go, Mike, you really don't know... anything about this type of marketing, you know, that's too radio inside.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? You can't copy it. You can call people P1s in New York or Oregon or whatever, but you can't copy these people and these guys. You just can't.
Hey, guys, what's a P1?
Oh. Joining us now on the phone is the guy that took Mike Thompson's place, another program director, the hated Bruce Gilbert. Oh.
I thought you couldn't do this.
Yeah, are you guys staying on time?
No, we're not on time.
No, we're not.
You know, and this is so funny because both of these guys have done nothing but capitalize on our backs.
You know what? And you didn't get a nickel out of it either.
I know, because
that
Bruce now is the...
He's like the owner of ESPN.
He is the general manager of ESPN
Let
Radio.
Me tell you, I was in a meeting with this guy, dinner meeting, high-toned restaurant. And
well, you better watch him. He's told us he hates you.
He has. Well, of course, how could you blame him? He had assistants after his assistants and assistants.
Is that true?
Wow.
Is that true? Of course that's true.
Gosh, you're big time. You still a Coke fiend?
All right, we'll let the laddie go first since you got here first. Tell your story.
No, we can call me. What story do I want
to tell? Well, we'll let Bruce go.
There's the laddie trying to take over again.
We'll let Bruce go second, but what did you find on your hands when you got here to the ticket?
Laddie, if this story's not any good, we're going to the network, buddy.
You better believe it. Well, we had a few people up here that never mind. Anyway, what I found were a group of really dedicated listeners and dedicated people that had probably worked harder than any place I could imagine. There was some dead wood at the station.
It was time.
But it was time.
Rock me.
Rick Holling will do it.
All right.
And, what I found were a group of guys that lived together, didn't necessarily be best friends with each other, but they enjoyed each other's company, and they were able to work through a lot of hard times.
And George and I saw the laddie in his interview luncheon at Los Vaqueros, accidentally, because we used to go there for lunch every day, and you were eating lunch with Jerry Bobo,
Bob Huntley.
And Bob Huntley, and they called us over there and introduced Mike Thompson, and I don't know if they introduced him as the new program director or not.
I don't think so.
But we walked out of the restaurant and looked at each other and said, I think that guy's going to be our new program director. And
we're fired.
And George said something like, yeah, you can tell he hates us. We're fired.
You know, and one thing about the light, did you ever see that movie with Robert Redford, Brubaker? Where he was like in jail and he kind of saw how everything was and then he took over. Not the laddie. He kicked in the freaking door and let everybody know from the very first meeting, I'm in charge.
Yeah.
All right, tell the my first morning when I came up there. There was a David.
Oh, yeah, the Duck Burl. Old ticker guy, David Burl.
No, he didn't have a very good day today. We don't need to kick the duck, okay?
Well, I walked in there and I asked him, I said, hey, don't you know Charles Haley really went off in the locker room? Yeah, it'd be kind of nice to use that sound. Do we have it? He goes, yes. I said, oh, okay, can we maybe use that sound? Maybe.
Okay, I've got to stop you. Because you're making it sound like you went in there all calm and everything. And I guarantee you went in there like a white tornado, demanding and screaming.
I guarantee you he heard you coming down the hall.
Which, how many times have we heard that?
Oh.
When we'd be like 30 seconds late, and here comes the laddie running in there and just erupting.
Ryder had that big list of all, the hot stove list, baby. We got a young pitcher that the Cleveland Indians are interested in.
You know, it's probably a good thing the laddie left, because then Ryder and I could continue talking baseball.
That's right.
That's not true. Who was with you and who took you to New York City?
Only because you wanted to go to New York and make the trip.
Who took you to the house that Ruth built? Me.
You.
That's true.
Yes. You in a gypsy cab.
So is it fair to say the laddie came in and we were already doing guy talk.
Are you resetting
here?
Look
out, Cobra and Glenda over there.
Look out.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I'm kind of resetting. Is it fair to say that the laddie came in and while we were already doing guy talk, he kind of made a step on the accelerator? And,
well, he empowered us.
Yeah.
Right. He enabled us.
And, he made it all right.
And one thing he did that I'll always be grateful for, he took the bullets for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, he allowed us, he said, you guys go, your job is to go out there and push the envelope. And he goes, you let me worry about the fallout. You guys go out there and do a good radio show, and you let me worry about it. And we never heard about anything.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let us take a break here, and then we will
Breaks, buddy.
We've got them. We're so far off the clock.
We don't go away.
And Cat's over here. He's got his panties in a wall.
Look at this note he just handed me.
Go to Who's get that? Four spots in by 7 p.m.
What's a spot?
Did the listener know what 7 p.m. is?
Well, we're about to find out. They're going to bring in the hated Gilbert for his takeoff.
Paul's Hamburgers.
653 on the ticket.